Hello, this is Gamers with Coffee. Communication with me and Clint. Wait, Greg and Clint. Clint and Greg.
Yeah.
This way, one doesn't take... well, we share it that way. See?
Yeah, that works.
That works. So, Clint had some news. There's a lot happening in the gaming world.
Yeah, there is.
And we will drive until... Well, it looks like we have thunderstorms coming, so we'll have to see. Again, because, you know,
again,
we don't have enough rain, right?
Not getting anything done. Yeah, no, we don't enough rain at all. I mean, I think we could use a couple more feet of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They can't see the dripping part of the sarcasm there. That doesn't come through on audio.
In Iowa, boy, we're really hammered. It's like...
Yeah.
It's bad rain-wise. They don't need any more. So, game-wise, though... Actually, this might relate to any game that has to do with water.
This is true.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Clint.
This is true. Well, I got an update on Omnicron's Kickstarter.
Oh, okay,
we're
15
days down, and they're only at 23,000, so they're not even 50% funded.
Oh, they needed... How much
60,000 is what they asked for. Now, they are learning, and they are trying. Unfortunately, it may not... make it. It may not. Now, they're going to do some different tiers. Obviously, I told you about the smaller tier where you get the one faction in metal miniatures for, like, the $29 pledge, which is not a bad option. You know, it's something. Or $49. I don't remember what the exact detail.
I remember you sent it to me. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, $79 and it had 79, four or five?
No, $79 gives you the starter box.
Oh, so that's so a lot.
So
the though,
one
right?
I funded at $140 gives you the starter box, the other two factions, all the unlock stuff, if they get there, which the way it's looking, that's not going to happen. He did put out one of his updates that there is a good chance they will not be funded, and what their plans are if they don't fund this time around.
Oh, okay. So
they're going to relist if they don't fund, but they're going to make some changes. They've been making changes. And the one thing I wanted to update, which I'm glad you said you want to try to do the commute, is they did put out about an hour and 20-minute video of them playing the game. It's up on Kickstarter's page, and I think obviously you can find it on YouTube. But it is a full-on them sitting down with two characters each playing a full-run scenario for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, showing you, explaining as they go.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
How they get, yep. Mostly, I think it's just them talking about it because they do have already gameplay videos on how to play. But this looks like this is a little more of here's what the game looks like right out of the starter box. So, everything they used was right from the starter box. So, nothing new, nothing extra. You know, just the two standard factions, the bad guys. Because it is very much a cooperative game. You can, you know, fight one person versus the other, but a lot of it is designed to be cooperating with another person to defeat the bad guys. So it's very much like Zombicide was, where it's basically all the players against the zombies, which are kind of run AI-ish. They did make solo rules, so they have that as well. You know, they didn't really talk about any stretch goals or anything other than some of their social goals, which were kind of cool because you just get a hardcover book versus a soft cover. You get some upgrades on the pages. The cards are a little nicer, just, you know, nicer finish. That stuff is, they're making all those little goals, but they're not making the actual funding goal for that. So there is that chance they will not make it. There is also that chance they will come under the wire. So you and I will have to discuss what you want to do about backing, because if it gets to be 2 or 3 days and they're nowhere near, then there's no point in you trying to back it this time around.
Well, would they just going to let it run out and then redo it?
And then redo it. He said they're going to try to find a little cheaper source, so maybe when they repost it, it's not going to be at the 60,000. Maybe it's only going to be at 50 or whatever. They're going to try to...
Yeah, but sometimes cheaper means less quality.
Yeah, that's one of the things he did mention, that he doesn't want that to be a less quality product. There was talk about just maybe not including a few things with the initial release, like the extra animal stuff or whatever, that it might tweak. Some of the stuff that you're getting in the one might end up being more like a stretch goal, because they're throwing out a lot of unique stuff. But he did say if they are going to re-release, the initial Kickstarter is going to include the solo rules. So if they're going to have to redo the starter box is going to include solo play automatically. That's part of the rules. So that's cool.
Well, yeah. So what happens, though? I mean, they keep everybody that's on the list that's contributed?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've had a few that didn't fund. I just ignored it and went away. They said that they were really going to do it. And you still get updates. So my understanding, they'll just post an update saying, well, we didn't get funded. We are going to relist. And you'll have to obviously back it again. They might even change the tiers and offer different tiers.
So do you lose your backing then?
Well, you lose your backing because it didn't get funded.
Well, where does all that money go then?
You don't pay the money until it's done. You don't pay it unless they're funded.
You're not paying until it's funded.
You're not out any money anyway.
Okay, I gotcha. So that's right. Pardon me. I was thinking for some reason, wait, if you made a deposit.
No.
You did not.
No, did not.
I'll just
wait till it refunds again and get back on it again. It just pushes it back a little bit is really all it does.
Well, in their defense, miniature gaming has taken a massive leap in just the last couple of years. And there's just, it's like from everywhere, there's games coming out, which is good. And, but it's amazing. So I had some interesting news, too. I'd tell you, maybe we'll do that. Well, we can if you're done with the Omnicron.
Yeah, that's all I have with Omnicron.
Okay. Well, quite interestingly, there's this little game that's been around, pardon me, for maybe just a few months called Dungeons & Dragons. Have you ever heard of it?
No, no clue. Sounds kind of stupid. Yeah, just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to caveat that. Yeah. I'm just joking.
Somebody's going to hunt you down, one of the listeners.
Yeah.
What? So for this well-known game that's been around for just a long time, it is going to be coming out to the Switch. And in the video game world. So, more so than normal, they have several of them that's going to be heading out to PlayStation, the Switch, Xbox One, Skybound, and Beamdog. They have revealed details about these titles. Nice. So, you're going to get enhanced editions of, looks like Dungeons & Dragons, Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, Siege of Dragonspear, Planescape, Icewind, Neverwinter Nights. These are all going to be heading. I've got to do a little more research, so I'm going to leave you at this kind of a tease. There's going to be some sort of physical boxed edition for $49.99.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's going to be sweet.
It's going to be kind of
cool.
That's
the new starter, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, so you knew about all these.
Oh, yeah, I knew about the new starter. I didn't really look at the video game release, but I did know about the starter box. Mm-hmm. It's going to, if I remember right, it's going to include miniatures.
Well, it's going to be coming later this year.
Yep.
So for those of you in the D&D world, it's going to be interesting. That's what I mean. And so to go along with that, I had mentioned before, did just a small little podcast on Elder Scrolls. This is a huge video game, and people who love this type of role-playing stuff are just immersed in Elder Scrolls. Now, I just simply haven't had the time to play it. I know what it is. I played it a little.
Yeah.
But because of work and stuff, I haven't got into it. But I'll tell you what, if they bring that over to the miniature world correctly, like they did with Fallout, there's going to be a lot of video gamers going, ooh, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, you're
going
to have a big run against Age of Sigmar. I don't think it won't kill Age of Sigmar.
Well, Age of Sigmar, it'll hurt Warhammer?
It'll sting a little, though.
It's going to sting it a bit. But Warhammer fans are going to buy Warhammer. Yeah. If it's terrible or if it's great, they're going to buy it. And I mean, I understand that. I play Warhammer too, but Age of Sigmar didn't go over as well as they thought.
Oh, it's
however,
still going.
Though. It's gaining, is what I've seen. Have you noticed on forums?
I know a lot of people are all about it.
Yeah. So.
But
Elder Scrolls too. That's if you're playing D&D and Pathfinder, and they put out Elder Scrolls, and it's even close to the game, it's going to be competitive. You're going to have something going there.
Yeah.
So
that is cool.
So quite a bit there, really.
Yep.
And, also, our new Facebook page. We have the group, but we also have the page for the group. So kind of like everybody out there listening has their own Facebook page, now the group has one. So if you like that, you're going to get notified. And I will be dragging Clint into doing some live streaming.
Yeah, we're going to have an unboxing we need to do soon.
We need to
As soon as we can sit down and do it, because I just got the Adeptus Titanicus rule box today.
You did what?
I got the Adeptus Titanicus rule box today. It came in the mail.
Again, you didn't tell me about this. You did
yes,
what?
I did. I told you that
did
a
you?
Week ago.
Oh. Well, a lot's happened in a week.
Yeah. So it arrived today, still sealed in this little package. I haven't opened it.
Oh, it's how are you huge. Refusing that?
That was hard because it was a heavy box and it was huge. And
your
I'm just
fingers
like,
are going to be like,
I was playing Pokemon Go, so I refocused.
Okay, that's a huge refocus, Warhammer,
yeah,
to Pokemon.
To. Yeah, I know. I had to refocus, yeah. Otherwise I would have opened the Adeptus Titanicus box.
Okay.
And they don't have any Titans with it, but still, it's all the rules, and I can start figuring out what I
make
want.
Make it Titan Pikachu. Sorry.
Pikachu the size of a building? Yeah.
That
wait,
could
wait,
be.
Macy's already did that.
No. I don't mean in a balloon. I meant like, you know, fully armored.
Yeah.
Forget him being a nice detective and just, you know. Which, by the way, I have to say something. The movie was better than I thought it would be.
Yep, that's what you mentioned, that it was kind of really entertaining.
Cool. Well, alrighty. Anything else you'd like
no,
to say for this?
That's all I got for today.
This one's kind of a short one, you guys.
Yep.
We'll let you go. Until the next time, have fun.